It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
Always great to catch up with the money man, Mick Floyd, every Thursday, especially when we've got another unbelievable meeting at Sandown Park tonight. Before we get our teeth stuck into that, though, Mick, good morning to you. We've got a bit of a shock retirement that was announced last night.
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, a bit of news overnight. Our track record holder here at Sandown Park, Hook from Scotch, has been retired to stud. He re-injured his stopper, which was the cause of the injury that set him back for the first part of this year. And unfortunately, he picked up a recurrence of that injury and has now been retired to stud. He's had a fantastic career. He's won two Group 1s, the Adelaide Cup and the Hobart 1000. Set that track record here as a shootout winner, a speedstale winner, and rightly has been billed as the fastest dog on the planet throughout his career. So unfortunately, it's had to come to an end, but the fantastic effort by all involved. The Thompsons certainly know how to fight a fast dog, and he was certainly one of them. So $370,000 in prize money to his name, and I understand he'll be standing with his owners, Darren Puglio. So $2,200, another son of Barsha Bale at stud. He's been a fantastic sire for some time now, but look, he's a flying machine, and unfortunately, we won't get to see him race again, but plenty of fantastic memories.
Absolutely. Certainly had a remarkable career, and we'll look forward to him at stud, Hooked on Scotch. Every time I look at the meetings on a Thursday night or on a weekend, I'm blown away by the dogs that are racing. Tonight, we've got the Nationals. You've got Simon Told Helen taking on Shimmer Shine. We've got Black Opium. We've got True Detective in the distance. I'm against Mr. Harlowood. We've also got Houdini Boy going around, Hardstyle Rico. It's a remarkable meeting tonight.
Oh, it certainly is. We are absolutely blessed at the moment in the sport of greyhound racing. They have so many good greyhounds going around at the same time, and they're all so young, so we can really look forward to them going around for some time, of course, leading into the Melbourne Cup later this year. But tonight it is the heat of the National Sprint Championship. The numbers are a little thin. We only have the 12 nominations, but as you alluded to, the quality is absolutely outstanding. The highlight of the card for mine is this clash between Shimmer Shine and Simon Told Helen. We've spoken about Simon Told Helen a lot. He is an absolute superstar. I've built him as the best since Fernando Bale, and I stand by that. He is a genuine star. Shimmer Shine, though, I think maybe a faster dog, and that's been shown two starts ago when he went within 1/100 of a second of Hooked on Scotch's track record. They meet for the second time on the track. They made the Silver Chief final earlier this year, but first time at Sandown Park, and the box draw has made it even more interesting. Shimmer Shine has drawn on the inside. He's got box two. There's a vacant box in box three, and Simon Told Helen in box four. It'll be interesting to see what happens at box five. Shimmer Shine is capable of an extraordinary early split. That run two starts to go in 4.93 to the first peg, which is low flying. It's a half length outside the split record. Simon Told Helen doesn't have that speed, but that early split, but his acceleration through that turn is like no dog I've seen before. And he's exceptionally consistent as well. His first split from seven starts here at Sandown Park varies between 5.03 and 5.11, so exceptionally consistent. Shimmer Shine has that brilliance, but isn't quite as consistent. But he's got the inside, and Simon Told Helen's going to have to work his way around. So it's going to be a fascinating contest. I think Simon Told Helen will, on that consistency and that tenacity he has, that acceleration and speed he carries through the first turn, I think that'll get him in front down the back. And I don't care how fast the dog is, they're not going to run him down when he's out in front like that. So it'll be a fascinating contest. It is interesting noting the market, though. There has been... According to Trent Langs a little bit earlier. Simon Told Helen is about 10-1 in terms of money invested so far over Shimmer Shine. But on the market, Jack's Bale and in box 8 opened at $19 when the markets first opened on Tuesday. He's into $8.50 now. So interesting one to note there. But I do think this is a race in two between Shimmer Shine and Simon Told Helen.
Right. So we've got so many stars in action tonight. A few shorties. Construct a multi for the RSN listeners tonight. Who do we put in?
There are a few shorties here. It does look like that sort of meeting. Keelong Tonk in race 9. He's drawn box 1. He just wins. He's 4-4 from the box. And even though it is a free-for-all, it's an easier field than what he's been up against of late. He's pretty short, about $1.40, but he should just be winning. We'll try and get a bit of value in there as well. I think race 2, number 1, one night only. He's been crying out for an inside draw. He drew box 2 last week and stepped right, which I've never seen him do before. But from box 1 tonight, I think it'll be very hard to run down. The other one there was race. Sorry, I've lost my notes here. It's Simon Told Helen and Black Opium in that second sprint heat as well. She's a flying machine, as we know. Been a bit of support for Christo Bale in that race, but I think Black Opium will just have the edge over Christo Bale. So a few shorties on the card, but I think there is a chance to make a bit of money there. If you look at race 7, in fact, Hardstyle Rico goes around. Playlist is also in that race. Playlist is three starts removed from a Group 1 win. I think he represents some good value as well. That's race 7, number 3.
Gee, we got the Warragul St Ledger on Friday night as well. What's your one standout of the weekend, Mick?
The absolute standout is Diglong Tonk. If you look at Warragul St Ledger, though, Catch the Thief up against Sambora Smoky, that is going to be an outstanding race. This is actually a really good form race. Well done to the Warragul Club on building this race up. The form out of this race does hold up really well. Sambora Smoky, of course, a Warragul Cup winner. Catch the Thief is a Group 1 winner himself. Then Catch the Thief from Box 2 will be winning that race. But an outstanding addition again of the Warragul St Ledger, and a great way to follow up tonight's outstanding card as well.
Absolutely. Mick, enjoy it.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Mick Floyd from Sandown, a cracking meeting tonight, and hopefully we can make a few dollars